From Tidbits on December 6th, 2010, this is Taking DevonThink to Go for a Spin, written by Joe Kissel. My digital life seems to revolve around PDF files. I have thousands of them, and the number grows daily. Some come from documents I scan and save in searchable PDF format. Others appear when I save web receipts, capture archives of web pages, or download manuals, data sheets, or books. I have even been known to write the odd occasional PDF format ebook myself. My tool of choice for cataloging, searching, annotating, and otherwise managing all those PDFs has for several years been DevonThink Pro Office. DevonThink handles dozens of file types. It just happens to excel at PDFs, and that's what I mostly use it for. I liked it well enough that I wrote a book on it, distributed primarily as a PDF, Natch. Take control of getting started with DevonThink 2. Naturally, I'd like to have access to all my PDFs and other documents from DevonThink when I'm away from my Mac, too. My iPhone and iPad display PDFs brilliantly, but there's been a problem. Although I can use any of a gazillion apps to copy PDFs to my iOS devices and display them there, the process of getting documents out of my DevonThink database and into an arbitrary iOS app is tedious at best. So for the most part, I haven't bothered until now. Thanks to Devon Technology's new iOS app, DevonThink to Go, I can wirelessly sync any or all of my DevonThink database with my mobile devices, so I'm never without any of my crucial data. Before the release of DevonThink to Go, the recommended way to get at your DevonThink library from an iOS device was to use the web server built into DevonThink Pro Office and connect to it using Safari. That sort of worked, but its capabilities were limited, and it wasn't practical to use when away from my home network. So I've been eagerly awaiting the arrival of DevonThink to Go, and now that I've had a chance to put it through its paces, I want to share my impressions. This is the season for iOS apps that sync with Mac snippet keepers, incidentally. DevonThink to Go 1.0 shipped less than 2 weeks after the similar Yojimbo for iPad. I wrote a draft of this review shortly after the initial release of DevonThink to Go, but ended up spending far too many words talking about serious bugs. I decided to give version 1.0 the benefit of the doubt. After all, there's always pressure to ship, and I know how software development goes. Things take longer than you expect, problems crop up at the last minute, things that should have been easy turn out to be hard, and so on. So I put my opinions on hold until I had a chance to work with version 1.0.1, which appeared on November 23, 2010. The short version? DevonThink to Go works, and version 1.0.1 does indeed fix the bugs I personally found most irritating. The app still feels like an early effort, though, not quite fully baked. The current limitations don't prevent me from using it, but as I discuss later, they may frustrate certain types of users. At the same time, after discussions with Devon Technologies president Eric Bienisch-Volkmann, I'm optimistic that in another version or two, this could become an app to be reckoned with. DevonThink to Go is a universal app that works on any iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch running iOS 3.1 or later, and its interface is individually optimized for each type of screen. It's available in the App Store for an introductory price of $14.99, though the company has not announced how long the current price will last or what it might eventually be. It's possible to use DevonThink to Go on its own, but it's mainly designed to work with version 2.0.5 or later of DevonThink, Personal, Professional, or Pro Office Edition, or DevonNote. I'll refer to these products collectively as DevonThink for simplicity. To get documents into DevonThink to Go, you first put the documents you want to sync into the sync group in DevonThink. A group in DevonThink is basically a folder, and thanks to something called a replicant, somewhat along the lines of an alias, not a bioengineered being from Blade Runner, a document can appear in many groups without taking up any extra space. That means you can create a replicant in the sync group in order to sync a document without changing its location in the hierarchy of your database. And if you put a replicant of a group in the sync group, then any document in that group, now or in the future, is synced to your iOS device. That turned out to be the path of least resistance for me. I selected half a dozen of my most important groups and Command-Option-dragged them to the sync group to create the replicants and specify what I wanted to sync. In addition to any documents you manually add this way, DevonThink to Go can sync the contents of your global inbox. However, you can't create replicants of database-specific inboxes at all, so that precludes adding them to your sync group. And that's irritating because I prefer to use a particular database's inbox, but I currently have no way to sync its contents to DevonThink2Go automatically. You follow a simple initial procedure to pair an iOS device with a copy of DevonThink on your Mac. The two devices must be on the same Wi-Fi network. By the way, a single copy of DevonThink can sync with more than one iOS device. Then you wait for your documents to sync, which in my tests happened surprisingly quickly. Future syncs require a few taps to initiate. I talk about that a bit later. Once the sync is complete, DevonThink2Go lists all the synced documents, including any group hierarchy, in exactly the same way as all other iOS apps. Tap through folders to see documents, tap a document to display it. You can also tap an icon to display some of the document's metadata, such as its size, tags, and labels. You can email a document or open it in another iOS app that accepts that file type. You can also edit plain text documents with support for Smile's Text Expander Touch snippet expansion. DevonThink2Go also offers fast, full-content searching of your synced documents and has shortcuts to display recent and unread items. You can adjust the sort order, opt to show only flagged or labeled items, and apply or remove flags, labels, and comments. Unlike Yojimbo for iPad, DevonThink2Go lets you create new plain text documents, bookmarks, and groups. You can also add images from your photo library and, if your device has a camera, add photos right in the app. When you create a document of whichever kind, if you have location services enabled for DevonThink2Go, it records the location where that document was made. You can later display a map showing pins where each of your documents was created, which seems like a cool feature that I can't quite think of a practical use for yet. One thing I was very excited about is that you can set up DevonThink2Go so that when you add a new photo and sync it to your Mac, OCR is performed automatically on the photo, making any text on it searchable. Tap Settings, DevonThink, Run OCR on Images. And this sort of works, but man, it's weird. First, because the OCR takes place on your Mac, nothing happens until you sync, and you have to sync a second time after the OCR is finished to get the version of the image with searchable text back onto your iOS device. That's not a big deal, but I was expecting the result to be a searchable PDF, since that's what DevonThink Pro Office creates when you use its OCR feature on scanned documents. But no. What DevonThink gives you is the same JPEG image from your camera with recognized text as metadata in the comments field. That means you can search it, but you have to work with the data in a strange, artificial way. When I inquired about this, Devon Technologies informed me that they did things this way due to feedback from beta testers who didn't like having their photos converted to PDFs, and that they could easily change the behavior if there's sufficient interest. So I've registered my interest, and if you're also a DevonThink2Go user, I urge you to register yours, too. Of course, if you have DevonThink Pro Office, you can select the JPEG and manually choose Actions, Convert to Searchable PDF, and sync the resulting file to your iOS device. But although DevonThink2Go comes tantalizingly close to being a great tool for OCR on the go, as I discuss in my ebook, Take Control of Your Paperless Office, it's still a bit too labor-intensive for my taste. On the Mac, DevonThink provides a great many ways to get files, text, web pages, and other information in: drag and drop, browser bookmarklets, a system-wide sorter, a mail plugin, a global inbox and Finder sidebars, keyboard shortcuts, AppleScript support, and several others. The hardest thing about capturing information is deciding which method to use. So one might expect that DevonThink2Go, too, provides comparable ways to capture information from your iOS device. As of version 1.0.1, you can get information into DevonThink2Go directly on your iOS device in the following ways. Copy and paste as plain text only. Take a photo. Import a photo from your Photos app. Create a new plain text document. Select text in any document in DevonThink2Go, including a web page displayed in its internal browser after following a link in another document, and tap Capture. Open a document in another app, say a PDF in Safari or a Word file in GoodReader, and tap Open in DevonThink. That may sound like a lot of methods, but three crucial options are conspicuously missing. You can't capture a web page using a bookmarklet, for example, although several other iOS apps let you do this, GoodReader, Instapaper, and Evernote among them. you can't use the open in command with certain common document types that are supported in most iOS apps, including Pages, Numbers, and Keynote. And you can't create rich text documents. According to Devon Technologies, all these features are in development, and some of them are already working in-house. One sticking point is that they'd like to offer PDF capture of web pages, but although that capability is built into macOS 10, it's not a native part of iOS. The same is true of rich text editing. An iOS app developer who wants to offer this feature has to figure out how to build it from scratch, whereas it would be trivial to implement on a Mac. Getting information out of Devon Think2Go is a bit more flexible. You can tap Open In, followed by any compatible app, to send a document somewhere else. For example, you can use this technique to send a PDF to iBooks or Goodreader. You can also send any document as an email attachment from within the app. However, Devon Think2Go 1.0.1 doesn't yet support AirPrint, so if you want to print a document on your iOS device, you must copy it to another app first. Of the many techniques an app could use to get documents from a Mac onto an iOS device, Wi-Fi sync is one of the more convenient ones. But Devon Think2Go does it in a less than ideal way. To sync Devon Think2Go with Devon Think after the first time, you tap the home icon, then tap the sync icon, then tap your computer name, even if syncing is set up with only one, and then tap synchronize. That's four taps, compared to apps like Things and 1Password that sync with zero taps. You just make sure the Mac application and the iOS app are both running, and everything else happens automagically. Devon Technologies said they're hoping to move to a zero or one-tap sync in the future. Some Devon Think2Go users have asked for the additional option of syncing via iTunes, for example, to add documents directly to Devon Think2Go without having to go through Devon Think, an option I'd probably never use myself. But what many people, including me, really want to see is syncing via the cloud. That is, I want Devon Think to automatically copy my data to, say, my Dropbox or iDisk, and I want Devon Think2Go to access that data in the cloud directly, even if Devon Think isn't running on my Mac, or it's not on the same network. 1Password, for example, offers this type of syncing as an option, and I've found it much more usable than direct Wi-Fi sync. In fact, in a roundabout way, I had this very capability in a previous version of Devon Think. I once used SugarSync to sync my entire Devon Think database to the cloud, and then accessed those files using the SugarSync app on my iPhone. I could even send someone a link to a huge file in the cloud while on the go without ever having to download the file to my iPhone at all. This clever hack is no longer feasible due to changes Devon Think made to the way it stores its database. However, according to Devon Technologies, a future version of Devon Think2Go will sync with MobileMe, WebDAV, and Dropbox. And plans to adopt a different database structure that might lend itself to methods such as the one I used are also being discussed. Although I'm not privy to the details, I gather that Devon Technologies is working on a scheme whereby multiple Macs and iOS devices can freely interchange Devon Think data via the cloud, which would solve numerous problems, including the current awkwardness of sharing a Devon Think database between a desktop and laptop Mac. Devon Think2Go 1.0.1 is missing a number of other features that seem, to me at least, to be crucial in an app of this sort. Searching within documents. The search feature tells you which documents contain the search term, but if you're looking at a 100-page PDF, there's no way to find the term within that document. Document management. With a couple of minor exceptions, you can't rename, delete, or move documents with Devon Think2Go. All those tasks must be done on your Mac. And of course, all of Devon Think's much-hyped artificial intelligence features, such as automatically classifying a document based on its content, are absent. Along with the limitations I mentioned earlier concerning getting documents into the app, this makes Devon Think2Go a tool much better suited to consumption than creation. Where have I heard that before? Per-device settings. I have enough space on my iPad to hold my entire Devon Think database, but on my iPhone, I can only spare room for a handful of documents. Unfortunately, Devon Think has just one global sync group. I can't specify that some documents will sync only to one device or another. PDF annotation. Devon Think on the Mac can annotate PDFs, but if you want to add comments or highlights to a PDF in Devon Think2Go, you have to send it to another app, such as iAnnotate. that isn't so bad, but Devon Think2Go can't even display PDF annotations, and that may seriously limit its utility for some users. According to Devon Technologies, adding support for searching within documents is a high priority, and some aspects of document management are also in the queue. The other features are harder to implement, but may appear farther in the future. I should also mention that even though Devon Think2Go 1.0.1 fixed some of the most serious bugs, including syncing problems and a disappearing toolbar, it's not problem-free by any means. Although I haven't experienced crashes or syncing problems, as some users have reported, I know there are several outstanding issues that Devon Technologies is actively working to resolve. If you look at the user ratings for Devon Think2Go on the iTunes Store, you'll see that it's almost an inverted bell curve. Lots of 1- and 5-star ratings, a modest number of 2- and 4-star ratings, and very few 3-star ratings. In other words, this app provokes strong feelings. Users either love it or hate it. That doesn't surprise me. I think it's largely a matter of the extent to which users' expectations were or weren't met. For one thing, consider the price. If you paid $149.95 for Devon Think Pro Office, then an incremental fee of $14.99 to be able to carry all your data with you may be a no-brainer. At the other extreme, if you're using the $24.95 Devon Note, that same $14.99 could seem absurdly high. Devon Think Personal and Devon Think Professional at $49.95 and $79.95, respectively, are of course somewhere in between on the continuum of perceived value. But what you paid for the desktop software is only part of the equation. Another factor is how heavily you depend on Devon Think. If you keep thousands of documents in your Devon Think database and rely on it every day to get your work done, having an easy way to view and search that data on the go could be invaluable. If you use Devon Think more casually or have a limited number of documents, a less expensive tool such as GoodReader or ReadleDocs may better suit your needs. Finally, think about how you want to interact with your data with your iOS device. If your dream is to be able to capture web pages into Devon Think on your iPad as easily as you can on your Mac, or to be able to work through a full Devon Think inbox on your iPhone while riding the bus, categorizing, renaming, and deleting documents as you go, I'm sorry to say that must remain a dream for the time being. For now, Devon Think2Go is focused almost entirely on letting you take your Devon Think data with you. If that meets your current needs, you'll probably be delighted with the app. If you need something more robust, however, check back in a few months. I fully expect Devon Think2Go to rise to the occasion. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, the Data Rescue Center, and BeLight Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Joe Kissel, and thanks for listening.